Abortion is murder. When you get to heaven, there are going to be multiplied millions of people who will stand before God. These are the aborted ones. In America, over 30 million. And they will come before God and say, what would I have been had I been permitted to live? And God will say, you would have been the physician that discovered the solution for cancer. And you would have led the earth in a great spiritual revival. But you were not permitted to live because Americans who worship the God of self, under the conscience, under the clause of pro-choice, decided to snuff your life out.
The stars in the sky shine bright. A young couple having sex under the moonlight. What is this I see? It appears as if their future is dim. I see a full grown tree without any leaves or limbs. Disaster. They have an intercourse, of course they are. A night of hot heated sex and they both depart. Now watch, lust for love as they talk on the telephone. Hear the lies of a man as he talks you all night long. Everywhere he goes, she goes. The only thing he wants to do is to continue to take off her clothes. Time passes and things change, but little does she know this is the beginning of her hurting pain. It's 5 a.m, she's feeling sick in her stomach. She's having early morning sickness as she vomits in a toilet stool. Besides that, she missed her monthly menstruation for sexual gratification. Now she's filled with so much frustration. Preacher's daughter's on the edge. She told her boyfriend she's pregnant, and this is what he says. Here's $300, see a doctor and kill the child. I'm getting my bachelor's degree, I don't have time to be your father now. I thought you loved me, she replied. You mean the love that we shared? You mean to tell me all of that was lies? He walks away, but she begs him to stay. You see, he was just a hunter, and she was just another prey. She feels all alone, she picks up the telephone. She wants to call home, but she feels like her hope is gone. See, her father is a pastor of a church, and if he knew his girl was pregnant, he would truly be crushing her. So instead of calling mom and dad, she took the $300 that she had and killed her baby.
Kill us.
Picture me in my mother's womb, not knowing doomsday is fixing to come my way real soon. I was tormented and killed, for real. If I had a choice in this matter, I would have chosen to live. I'm just a little baby, help me to understand how my body was ripped apart, left dead in the garbage can. There's so much pain I felt. My arms are ripped from my body, and I couldn't even help myself. My tear flows, but no one knows. I thought this pain would stop, but instead, this pain grows. There's so much blood, but no one loves a little baby like me. I guess that means my life is history. I put my trust in my mom, cause she loves me. She put me in the doctor's arms, and he heals me. Oh God, there's so much torment, when will they quit? They broke my legs, now my flesh is being ripped. I'm in a state of shock, will they ever stop? They crush my ribs, I think not. Oh mama, please help me. Mama, don't leave me. Somebody help me. Can anybody hear me? A little voice that cries, a little baby that dies. I want you to see how quickly time flies. I'm being punished, but tell me, what have I done? I cry out for help, but nobody comes. Won't you listen to my heart? Doesn't it sound like a drum as they rip my legs apart? Now to who can I run? I see the heavenly gates, yeah, they're open for me. I see the heavenly angels, yeah, they're coming for me. I'm leaving this world. I forgive you, mama.
Tell us. The abortionist used ultrasounds to identify how the unborn child was placed in the womb. He inserts forceps through the cervical canal into the uterus and grabs one of the baby's legs. Positioning the baby feet first, face down, the child's body is then pulled out of the birth canal, except for the head, which is too large to pass through the cervix. The baby is alive and probably kicking and flapping his legs and arms. The abortionist hooks his fingers over the baby's shoulders, holding the woman's cervix away from the baby's neck. He then jams surgical scissors into the base of the skull and spreads the tips apart to enlarge the wound. A suction vacuum is then inserted into the baby's skull and the brain is sucked out. The skull collapses and the baby's head can be removed through the cervix. One abortionist boasts to the LA Times that the DNX abortion at 32 weeks, 8 months were his specialty and his passion. Imagine the pain of an 8-month-old unborn baby definitely able to live outside the mother's womb must feel during this procedure. The most common method of abortion is through the 4th, 5th, and 6th month of the pregnancy. It is called the DNE, dilatation and evacuation. The cervical opening is stretched and special tools are inserted to dismember the baby. The abortionist grabs an arm or a leg and literally tears it from the baby's body. The torture continues until the baby is completely dismembered. The skull is then crushed and the broken little body is removed piece by piece. Killers, what's going on? Killers, what's going on?
They're killing our babies.